Credit to Kingsley, and I mean, they had some illness and injury problems halfway through the meeting, so that stunted their progress somewhat. But no, as you say, we're regularly hitting the mid 50 point here at Monmouth, and that bodes well if we can get into the playoffs, of course.
Well, you're there for the moment, and people will be doing their sums and adding up. You've got the two away meetings to come. Clearly, whatever you can, the more you can pick up from there, the stronger your chances are.
Of course, I've had the calculator out for weeks now, and bottom line is we need four more points to be absolutely certain of being in the playoffs from two away matches. We'd like to get some of them on Thursday at Poole, of course, but people we're chasing, Bellevue and Ipswich predominantly, every point they drop is one more point that we don't need to get. So, we think we can reel both of them in, but we just got to wait for Thursday now, which is going to be a crunch day with Ipswich riding, Bellevue are riding, and of course we're at Poole. So I think Thursday will go a long way to sorting this conundrum out, but no matter who does what, four more points from those two away matches will be enough for us.
And we all know how this game works, to know that this is the time of the season to be hitting form. And you've got riders there are showing some form. Well, it was the best we've seen in Nick Morris so far, I think.
Yeah, he had a terrific day today. The track suited him. He's fully regained his fitness now. His confidence is high, although he has a lot of crashes, I have to say, and that was a pretty bad one tonight. He did well to get up from that unscathed. But, I think last week when I wasn't here, by all accounts, everybody sort of hit their straps and they all scored heavily. And tonight we had a few issues with Luke Becker and Ryan Douglas weren't exactly at their best. Had a lot of bad luck, I think, both of them. But as you say, we've got a lot of strength in this team from top to bottom. And if they all score what they're capable of doing, then we don't fear anybody, obviously.
Now, my impression is it says quite a lot for Morris and Torsell, because they both started the season overcoming injury problems late in the winter, and we know that can hold anybody back, when they come to the start of any season. But they've obviously hung in there, and if they hit the best form now as we come into September, then that'll be to everyone's benefit.
Absolutely. I mean, people forget that we, spent the first third of the season without those two, which is predominantly why we've been playing catch-up, all this time. But, as you say, it's not particularly how you start in this game, it's how you finish. And, getting into the playoffs will be a feather in our cap, but when we get there, obviously we need everybody to be at their best, and we've pulled that out before, and I don't see why we can't do that again.
And just one last thought, I mean, obviously you've got Poole on Thursday, and as you say, with the other fixtures, assuming hopefully the weather's kind, by Thursday night we shall have a very clear idea what the picture is. And then you've got this meeting at Peterborough, which at the moment is going to be fitted in more or less right on the deadline, which is not ideal.
Yeah, we have agreed a date with Peterborough now, which is not as close to the deadline, and that'll be announced in the morning.
OK, so we shall watch for that, and all being well, you might be a bit closer to before then, depending on how things go on Thursday.
It's on the table at Poole, sure, I mean, if we get them there, then job done and game on for the playoffs.